We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, right before the news, when I said, you know, it's time for us to just not be so quick to accept somebody claiming to be a Christian. And that's a shame. And they should have to prove it to you. Now, I know it's kind of hard to prove you're a Christian in some ways, but in some ways it's really easy. It's through your actions. And so when these damn politicians get on the campaign trail and they start talking about God and Jesus, like God and Jesus are endorsing them, that is such a blasphemous thought in my mind. And many of them prove to be the most unchristian people ever. And the list goes on and on about people who proclaim to be Christian and righteous and moral. And they were the ones that were immoral. And so for millennials, Xers, and Zoomers, I don't blame so many young people for turning against organized religion. And I remember when Bill O'Reilly was on Fox News. Remember that? I remember when Bill O'Reilly was on Fox News, and one night he tried to blame rap music for turning young people against Christianity. And man, I could not wait to get on the air the next day and set the record straight. Bill, young people are not ruining Christianity. Christians are ruining Christianity. We are not setting a very good example. And in particular, I'm calling out the baby boomer generation. We as a generation have not done a very good job setting a very good example for young people when it comes to organized religion. We have shown the hypocrisy of it. We act one way in church, we act another way as soon as we get to the parking lot. And we don't live the life that we proclaim to lead. We're all sinners, and nobody's perfect. But there is just so much blatant hypocrisy with so many people when it comes to claiming to be Christian and then acting another way. And it's time that we as a society started calling these people out. And so with the Southern Baptist Convention now releasing the names of these people, let's shame these people. They've been hiding too long. In the same way that the Catholic Church has released the name of pedophile priests. So I'm glad that they're releasing this list, but I mean, this has rocked the Baptist religion, because so many people over the years have been involved in having sex with children. And I just mentioned at the beginning of the show the article from the Houston Chronicle in 2019 that I found. 208, this is 2019, 218 people in the Southern Baptist churches were either convicted or pleaded guilty to sex crimes against their own church members. And Debbie Vasquez, 14 years old, was molested by a pastor in her church. And at the age of 18, she was pregnant. And it was a Southern Baptist pastor that impregnated her. So finally, this is being addressed. We're going to talk about this. We'll continue this conversation. You know, yesterday it was about the Catholic Church and denying communion to Nancy Pelosi, or the Catholic Church in San Francisco denying communion to Nancy Pelosi. And, you know, I think we set the record straight on that's not the time to pass judgment. And if you're going to pass judgment on Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden, you can't be for them denying them communion because you don't like them or because you're a conservative or a Republican. I mean, you have to look at them as a human first, I would think, and then liberal or somebody that you don't like politically second. But if the church is not going to call out everybody who's pro-choice, and there are a lot of pro-choice Catholics, there's an organization, Catholics for Choice or something. I think that's the title of the organization, Catholics for Choice. If the church is going to call out everybody, then it's hypocritical to call out Nancy Pelosi. And, you know, I know I've heard stories about Baptists, and you're all not bad. Many of you are really good. My sister and her husband, Jack and Jane Hunter, they're devout Christians. They're devout Baptists. I mean, I'm like, compared to them, I'm like the black sheep in the family. But they're just like really, you know, wonderful people. And they live up to the tenets of the church, of their religion, as best they can. So I think this is a good conversation to have because, again, it's good to call out the bad people so we distinguish them from the good people. And many of you are just such great Baptists. Not perfect, but you're great Baptists. And it was so great to hear from a pastor, Jay Atkins, from the First Baptist Church in Westwego last hour, and have him say he's excited this news is coming out because he's been knowing about this for a long time and finally they're addressing it. And they've tried to protect their church financially and protect the power of their church, just like the Catholic Church did with pedophile priests. So I'm glad this is all coming out. Also, we're going to add to the conversation Election Day, primary Election Day, for five different states. But a lot of people are looking at this as an indication of where everything is going to go. And it's, you know, there's some really interesting races, especially in Georgia. Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
I wish so badly that I could hear what you said the day after Bill O'Reilly blamed rap music for young people turning away from the church.
It was immediate. It was an immediate instinctive reaction that, Bill, you're full of it. I mean, it's you know, you're wrong. It's Christians who are giving Christianity a bad name.
I'm halfway through a great book right now. It's called The Universal Christ by Richard Rohr. And I won't go on at length about it, but one of the key tenets of the book is that it's not that the church isn't attractive to young people anymore, but it's just the only message that people who have no connection to the church, all they hear about is exclusion and wrath and vengeance and violence and bigotry.
Right.
And Richard Rohr says that's not what any of this is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about love and inclusion and acceptance and mercy and tolerance and patience and kindness. And people that are outside of the scope of the church's messaging don't see any of that. They really don't.
No, you know, I don't pretend to be a biblical scholar, but what I know about Jesus in the Bible tells me that he is just the opposite of all of that. I mean, the lepers, you know, Jesus bonded with the lepers. The lepers were rejected. So you can pick any sinful group that people say, these are sinners, we're not going to touch them, or stay away from them. Don't even pay attention to them. Man, Jesus went and touched that group. So the lepers in the Bible, to me, are symbolic of any ostracized group or race.
Exactly. Okay, here's some text messages. Here's one that says, Scoot, with all due respect, anyone violating beliefs that they claim to believe or represent, whether that's the laity or the clergy, doesn't invalidate the religion. It only means that person acted unfaithfully to what they claim to believe. Could be a mistake, could be a defiant choice, or it could be hypocrisy. Who knows?
Well, I agree, and we've been very clear about that. You know, when we call out the bad cops, we do that to point out the good cops, and we're calling out, I've never blamed the whole, you know, Baptist religion for what's going on. But if there are bad players, if there are perverts among the Baptists, if there are people who are being hypocritical, then let's expose them.
Here's a text that says, in regards to the pedophile priests and pastors, it says, they should have exposed it before if they knew. And anyone who had sex with a child, that perpetrator should get the death penalty.
You know, a lot of people think that. And I realize they should have done it before. And there were a lot of people that wanted to do it before. But the people who were in control didn't want that to happen. So at least it's coming out now.
Here's one more text message that says, is that really Scoot's chest hair? Blondes usually aren't very hairy.
Look, I'm not very hairy, okay? But in that, in the picture that was posted, this came up on the show Friday. If you were listening, we were talking about fashion, and I talked about some of the fashion that I've worn. And I, this one picture came to mind where I had this this shirt. It was a studio picture, and my shirt's like unbuttoned to my navel, and anyway, my hair's all poofy, and well, I mean, it's the way I looked in the mid '80s, and I was about 35, 36 at the time, I guess, and it was a very embarrassing picture, but we were happy to post that. Ian posted it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where it sits right now.
Yeah.
And you're free to laugh and you're free to comment on that.
It's there. It's doing numbers. Hey, this is not a text message, but this came to my attention on the text line. I'm going to read you just a little bit of an obituary that was published today at NOLA.com. Debbie Fernandez-Love, March 23rd, 1954 through May 13th, 2022. It's with great sorrow that we announce the unexpected and untimely passing of our beautiful daughter, mother, mother-in-law, grandmother, and friend, Debbie. Debbie passed away in Metairie at her home on Friday, May 13th. Debbie was born in Tampa, Florida. She enjoyed horseback riding, playing with cats, smelling freshly cut lavender in southern France, listening to Scoot on the Air, and most of all, spending time with her grandchildren, who called her Kit Kat.
What an honor.
Somebody put you in their obituary, man.
I mean, what an honor. I mean, for somebody to remember a loved one as one of the characteristics is listening to this show. I mean, that's quite an honor.
That's really cool, huh? This one's for you, Debbie.
Yep. All right, let's go to Cosmo in New Orleans. Cosmo, got time for a quick comment. Welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, yeah. Shout out to Justin, too, and Jim Tilly.
Thanks.
This is good. It was good to have Father Jim on yesterday from the Notre Dame Seminary.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a long-time parishioner of St. Andrews, and he comes in a couple times a month to give our pastor a break, mm-hmm. saying Mass at 4 o'clock on Saturday. And you know what? St. Andrews Apostle in Algiers, nice neighborhood. You're welcome to come and join us, and we're going to have a Superfest in September. For 2 nights with music, games, rides, and everything. But, you know, coming back to the serious part about communion and everything like that, I'm sure there's parishioners in my parish that are pro-choice, that go to church every week. So you can't judge. You shouldn't judge. And you talk about actions speak louder than words. Perfect example at the Last Supper, Judas, right? Look what he did.
Yeah.
So you could follow that all the way to the Last Supper, all the way to the hypocrisy that's going on in politics and religion today.
You're right about that, Cosmo. Man, I appreciate the call. Glad you're listening. You're one of our regular listeners and regular callers. All right, so 5 states are having Election Day today. And a lot of people are going to be watching the results of this and what it all means and what are the tea leaves telling us about the midterm elections and who's going to control Congress. And anyway, we're going to start talking about that when we come back. I'm Scoot. This is WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is basically what these politicians are saying. You know, I'm the only one. Vote for me. I'm the only one. And, you know, some of them are not the right one. So who are you going to vote for? I'm Scoot on the air. Today is election day around the country. By the way, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get back to your calls here in just a moment. But, yeah, I want to take a moment. Ian, I'm really still very touched by an obit that Ian just read that just came up on our text line. It's an obit for Debbie Fernandez Love. Love, I guess you would say. Love. In the obituary, it mentioned that she loves riding horses, playing with cats, smelling lavender in France, and listening to Scoot on the air. And oh my God, for somebody to have mentioned that in an obituary about like somebody's life, this was part of their life, that is such an honor that I'm going to dedicate the rest of this show to Debbie Fernandez Love. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. More of your calls are coming up. All right, so today is election day in 5 states, and some of these are key battleground states.
The ex-president has been obsessed with Georgia since its leaders refused to back his baseless 2020 election fraud claims. He handpicked ex-Senator David Perdue to challenge incumbent Brian Kemp for the GOP gubernatorial nomination, and that swayed both Brody Nelson and Pam Leonard to vote for Perdue.
Definitely did.
Absolutely.
But Perdue appears headed for a lopsided loss, with voters like Nathan Johnston backing Kemp.
I felt like he did a good job.
The incumbent also got a boost yesterday at a rally carried on WSB.
Let's give a big Georgia welcome to former Vice President, my friend, Mike Pence.
Who again broke with his ex-running mate in saying it's time for Georgia to look at the future. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And here's former Vice President Mike Pence.
Brian Kemp beat Stacey Abrams 4 years ago, and with your support, Brian Kemp will do it all again in November of 2022.
Yeah, so like this guy David Perdue, I mean, he's a clown. He's a joke. And he's a puppet of former President Donald Trump, who still claims he won the election. I've got an article in front of me. Even Kellyanne Conway has now said, get over it. She's telling Republicans to get over it. Trump lost the election. That's from Kellyanne Conway. And I admire her for saying that. So this guy, David Perdue, I saw a video of him on the news last night. And he's on some talk show. Hickerson show or Frickerson's show or something. I don't know. But anyway, the slogan. Okay, you know, this show is where politics and pop culture meet your opinions. The slogan of this show is the Godzilla of truth. And I'm thinking, you know, Godzilla's not even real. So it's really a joke. And this guy, David Perdue, selected by Trump, is just such a joke. And he's still going on this premise that the election was stolen. And he's getting trounced in the polls. We'll see what comes of this. But also, there are some progressive Democrats, just like the far right. There's the far left that are trying to, take their parties and get their party's attention. And the abortion issue is an issue.
The Democratic primary runoff in Texas's largely Hispanic 28th district pits longtime Representative Henry Cuellar, who is anti-abortion, against Jessica Cisneros, who's for abortion rights. In suburban Atlanta, two congressional incumbents, Representatives Lucy McBath and Carolyn Bordeaux, are running against each other after Republicans redrew the congressional map in the state. Alabama, Arkansas, and Minnesota also hold primaries today. I'm Julie Walker.
If you want to join us with your comment, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And I've admitted that I'm kind of a political junkie. So I will be watching the results tonight. When former President Trump or anybody endorses a candidate, that might be the reason some people vote for that candidate. But I don't think that's the reason everybody votes for him. You know, if former President Trump picks a candidate that loses, it might just be a bad candidate. It's not necessarily because Trump endorsed them. If Trump endorses a candidate that wins, it doesn't automatically assume that Trump is that powerful that everybody voted for this person because of Trump. It might just be the best candidate in the race. So, you know, don't put too much into these endorsements. But, you know, this is part of the culture wars. This is part of the war of politics that we're involved in now. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. From Chalmette, Wayne, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoop.
Hey, Wayne.
I could give you four instances. If just because there's a couple of bad cops don't mean that all cops are bad. Just because there's a couple of bad priests don't mean that all Catholics are bad. The same way with Baptists. Because there's a couple of bad ones don't mean that all Baptists. Now, I'm Baptist. My wife's Catholic. But the thing I believe in is if a priest did something and if somebody did something to a kid, either they should be castrated, put to death, or life in prison without parole. But you really make it sound like
no, Wayne. I'm sorry, Wayne. You're incorrect. That's what you're hearing, but that's not what I'm saying. I am very clear, and you should not take this so personally because I am doing exactly what you're asking me to do, and that proves to me that you're really not listening to the show.
Oh, I listen. I listen, and a lot of people call me after I call you and say, "Oh, you talk to Scoot." I'm only trying to be honest with you.
Well, you're being honest with me, but I'm being honest with you. You're not listening because I have said everything that you're kind of accusing me of not doing, I've been doing. And if you don't hear that, that's not my fault.
No, I'm not saying that you're saying it wrong. I'm saying that God looks at everything. Like yesterday, you was talking about abortion and this and that. And it's like my thought is if a woman wants to do it, it's up to her. But she's got to answer to the Lord.
I agree.
I saw where a lady witnessed, she was witness where she was going to have an abortion, and she prayed to God and said, "What should I do?" And you know what God said? "If you don't take him, I'll take him." Meaning, you know, if you kill him, he's going to become an angel. But they're going to have to answer for that later on. But I get that. You're a little harsh on Baptists.
No, Wayne, I'm not. No, stop it, Wayne. You're a perfect example of somebody taking it personally because you're a Baptist. Stop taking it so damn personally. I have said from the very beginning of this conversation that this is not exposure of all Baptists. This is a few. And I can't make that any more clear. But this is a perfect example of people hearing what they want to hear. I'm glad you called the show. I'm glad I had a chance to point this out. But it's so frustrating for me when people don't hear the show. They hear one little thing and then they stop thinking at that point and they pass judgment on that. Not everything. And it's frustrating. And it's a waste of time because we just reiterated everything that we have already talked about on the show. Let's go to LaPlace. Kevin, you're on WWL.
Hey, man.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, just a little follow-up. You was asking about the guy Ramon. I read a story on Facebook, and it actually showed the picture of St. Charles and St. John Parish deputies got access to a U-Haul and helped him and transported him to some area in Baton Rouge. He's in Baton Rouge, or he could be moving again.
I heard he's in St. John the Baptist Parish. We do know that St. Charles Parish moved him to St. John the Baptist. So you're hearing that he got moved all the way to Baton Rouge?
I read that on a Facebook story.
Okay.
The actual picture of the deputies with the guy with the U-Haul on side the airline highway, and it says they're helping him get one state closer to Alaska, and they brought him to some location in Baton Rouge.
All right. Well, Kevin, thanks a lot for that update, and that explains why a lot of people maybe haven't seen him along Airline Highway. So, look, Godspeed with this guy. He's doing what he feels like he needs to do. Kevin, thanks a lot for that update. All right, let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
There's a text here. You said, what was it, the John Fredericks show where former Senator Perdue made an appearance recently?
All I know is he's the Godzilla of truth.
Well, and then you said Godzilla is not real. And then somebody texted in and said Godzilla is real. He was having a Long Island iced tea at Miss May's the other night.
Sorry, I missed that.
Don't know what that means, but, there you have it.
There's some symbolism there, I'm sure.
Some people are asking if you have seen 2000 Mules, which is Dinesh D'Souza's, like, weird election lie movie. They debuted it at Mar-a-Lago, and it's in a couple theaters.
No, I have little respect for Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah, a couple people have texted us about 2000 Mules and said, you should watch it. You should not watch it.
No, I'm not going to watch it. I mean, the guy's a quack.
Yeah, he's a liar. He's a proven liar.
He's a proven liar.
And he faced felony charges.
You can follow him if you want to. I interviewed that guy when he had a book that came out in like 1992 when I was on WWL. Dinesh D'Souza. Yeah, he was brand new to getting attention.
Oh, my God.
And he was really, at the time, he was a credible guy. But like Rudy Giuliani and like many others, he just like flipped out with the whole, Trump conservative stuff.
Wow.
He flipped out.
I can't believe you interviewed that guy. Oh, he's nuttier than a payday.
He wasn't that way then.
Here's a text that says, a priest once told me in confession, most people in prison are there not because they're evil, but because they are weak. And I believe that.
I think that's a good point. Now, maybe you could argue that these Baptists, and if you're Baptist, don't take it personally. I'm talking about facts here. It's not my opinion. This is a fact that these people have molested and impregnated people. Finally, they're being exposed. And to me, that helps the whole Baptist religion. I forgot where I was heading with that, but what was the text?
The text was, priest told me most people in prison are not being...
Weak. When it comes to, I think what happens is, sometimes people gain power. And they gain power because they feel like they represent God. And they become God-like. And maybe they think that they've got this power and they can get away with it. And maybe in some way, in their own sick, twisted minds, they're acting based on the will of God by doing this to these people. I don't know. It's hard for me to think that way because that's not who I am. But maybe a weakness is a way to describe that.
Here's one more that says, in line with what Scoot has been saying, quote, I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. You Christians are so unlike your Christ. This is a quote from Mahatma Gandhi.
That is interesting and a really, really strong point.
Yeah.
Really strong point. All right. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar for today, May 24th, it was on this day in 2000 that 50 Cent was shot 9 times while in the backseat of a parked car. He lived, but he was dropped by his label Columbia, moving over to G-Unit. That's where he became a superstar a few years later. The shooting actually kind of helped out his image. Interesting. I don't know whether you've heard, but because of inflation, 50 Cent is now $1.25. We'll be back on WWL.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's election day in five different states, and like some kind of political geek, I'll be watching the results later just because I'm interested in the whole process. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. We'll get to your text here in just a few minutes. We're talking about election day. We've also been talking about the Southern Baptist Convention finally releasing this investigative report indicating that there were many pastors and many people associated with the church that were using the name of God, using Jesus' name, to have sex with and to molest young people. Not all young people, but some young people. And we talked to a pastor, Baptist pastor, earlier, and he is excited because he says, finally, something is going to be done. Finally, we're exposing this. Because, see, the good Baptists want this information out. And many of them have known it's been going on. And the religion has protected them, protected these people. And at first they weren't going to release the names. Now we have found out they're going to release the names of those convicted and those who have admitted to guilt. Good. We should see their names. And somewhere in our future is going to be the song from Shirley and Company, Shame, Shame, Shame. Shame on you. Yeah, we'll play that for all of them. I'm dedicating the show this afternoon to Debbie Fernandez-Love, who passed away recently. And one of the things that's mentioned in her obituary is that she enjoyed listening to Scoot on the Air. So, Debbie, I know you're listening. This is for you. Let's go to Gentilly. And, Justin, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. A big shout-out to my buddy Cosmo in New Orleans. And also, when Ian said, nuttier than a payday, I was laughing for 5 minutes. That was
priceless. You see, that's the goal of the show. The goal of our show is to make you laugh, really. I mean, we do give out some information now and then.
Oh, I enjoy your show, no doubt about it. Let's talk about the Baptists and the Catholics. I could tell you that I was baptized in the Catholic Church, but I actually converted to the Baptist Church. Hmm. And you know what? They're pretty much the same thing.
See, I would disagree. You've done it, so you know. But like, I was born Episcopal and then was baptized and confirmed Catholic because with my first marriage. And those two religions are very close. But, you know, when you've got like the Catholic Church and Episcopal and Lutheran and religions like that, that's very different from a Bible-based religion like the Baptist religion.
I agree with that. That's a very good point. Now, I love both churches. And I've had a problem with going to church all my life, pretty much. But I do go. And I came to the point was, you know, I'm a Catholic. I've seen Catholic priests that, you know, they've been arrested and pedophile and all that stuff, and they haven't been baptized. My point is that I don't believe the saying that one bad apple spoils the barrel. You just take the bad apples out and you leave the good ones in. That's my point on that. Baby.
Totally agree. Justin, I appreciate that, and I know Cosmo appreciates the shout-out. Let's go to Ian with some more text messages.
In regard to our friend Ramon, a.k.a. the man pushing the carts, the text says they left him alone for the weekend. He told deputies Friday to check in with him again on Monday. The deputies spoke to him Monday and told him about the number of deaths of people walking on the shoulder in that area, so he agreed to assistance to be moved further down the road.
Good. Good. You see, the guy's like he's of sound body and mind, to some degree.
Yes, yeah, that's what we said, right? What did we say last week? We said I don't think it's a mental illness thing. I just think he's eccentric.
Yeah,
you know, I don't. Yeah, I think that kind of says it all. Yeah. Somebody said there's a Godzilla sighting at Heritage Park in Slidell in the swings with Metallica, a grand old time. A jam session ensues. But Godzilla couldn't play drums because of his short arms.
All right, look. Stop doing drugs, okay? While you're listening to the show, just stop doing drugs.
Can you imagine somebody's like, I'm going to go out to Heritage Park and do some drugs and I've got the Odyssey app out and I'm going to listen to Scoot on here.
Well, somebody who concocts this story about Godzilla on the swings with Metallica, okay, like really, seriously?
That is so funny. A couple more people are dinging us about 2,000 mules. Here's a text that says, you guys are clueless when it comes to 2,000 mules. I mean, everything I need to know about 2,000 mules is already evidenced by the people who are involved in producing it and the message that they're trying to convey. The election was not stolen. Donald Trump did not win. There was no fraud. There's no evidence of any fraud.
Well, no, wait. There was fraud, and there's evidence of fraud, but like there is with every election, not enough to overturn the results.
Sure, yeah, you can put there's probably like one person in Pennsylvania who voted with his dead mother's ballot.
Dead people voted for Trump when he won in 16.
Right.
Dead people voted, and there was voter fraud there too. So it happens, but not enough to overturn the results. For people who are telling me I have to watch this movie, that's like saying you got to read the book by Donald Trump, I Won the Election. No, I don't have to read that book because it's a joke.
Yeah, I already know what it's going to say.
Yeah, I'm not wasting my time.
Yeah, thank you. If you want to watch it and spend an hour and a half of your life eating that garbage and then you want to summarize it for me, okay. But it's May 2022. We've already heard everything there is to say about this.
Even Kellyanne Conway is telling you to shut up. Stop it. She said it's over. Stop talking. It's holding you back to keep talking about how Trump won the election.
Furthermore, Kellyanne Conway says they knew there were people in the White House on November 4th, 2020 that knew it was over and that he'd lost. But he surrounded himself with yes men and sycophants and people who were there just there for the grift, baby. Just give me that good money. And they just kept telling the president, you can still fight it. You can still be the president. You don't have to put up with this. They knew from the beginning that it was a lie that he lost.
But fighting it was undermining democracy. And as much as I don't agree with Mike Pence on a lot of things, I respected him for doing what he did and breaking ranks with Trump and standing up for the truth and standing up for democracy.
Word.
This is why I think Donald Trump is bad for the Republican Party. There are a lot of great Republicans out there. But, you know, he's poison. In my opinion. All right, we've got a text off coming up here in just a minute. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar for today, we wish happy birthday to Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is 81 years old today and recently performed at the Sanger. And I remember this song when I was a kid. Wonder what that song's about. Also, in the next hour, we'll talk about Mick Jagger says that rock was not designed to be done when you're his age, 78. That's coming up. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.